Sean Ellsworth Hoffman, welcome.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Now, you are a pillar of the local music society, and through the school year, you teach English as a second language at Fairfield Elementary. You also founded an after-school fiddle club there 4 years ago. So, what's your musical makeup, and what drove that particular burst of fiddle fever?
My uncles had a bluegrass band that I always loved when I was growing up. So just that kind of love of traditional music early on in my life, having role models of people that are playing it and having a lot of fun doing it. And I come from a family of do-it-yourselfers. So like, we're going to build our own houses. We're going to make our own music. We're going to make our own good time. You know, it's grassroots. Exactly.
Roots, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I just kind of wanted to share that. And I think that's a great age to start them out. The school had quite a few violins available. So I just asked our principal, Lindsay Amstutz, who is a fantastic principal, I think one of the best in Fort Wayne Community Schools, if I could start an after-school club, and she said, go for it.
This is elementary school. That would be fourth and fifth grade
kids.
Mm-hmm. And you actually had a closet full of violins, but they were in disrepair, and you needed to get them kind of refurbed or at least up to playing speed and get bows and everything else on a shoestring or less of a budget.
Yeah, they were in pretty rough shape. I basically had to become a fiddle technician. It's like, I can do that.
You got it done. And you found out you could do it.
Right, like exactly.
So on average, how many students do you get per year?
It varies. I usually start the year with a bigger number, and then, you know, we end up with roughly half to two-thirds of that number. Mm-hmm. This year, I think we started with 34, which is my biggest group to date. And I think we're ending up right now, we have about 16 or 17 kids that have stuck with it. And last year was similar. I think we started with 21 and ended up with 13 or 14 maybe last year. So it's just gotten a little bit bigger every year.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
4 years and going strong then. And it's a labor of love on all of your parts and an after school program.
Yeah.
That seems its own challenge, not only for your busy life, but the parents that are involved and the kids themselves. Everybody's willing to commit to doing this for the love of music or learning.
Yeah,
music.
I do have an assistant this year. Jane Heald from the Philharmonic helped me out, I think, 2 years ago. And then this year, one of the other teachers wanted to learn fiddle. Jill O'Leary is her name. I said, well, okay, but I need an assistant. So she was gracious enough to commit to helping 2 days a week after school with the group.
That's one way to get lessons. But what a labor of love this really is. What makes it so very important to this particular group of students?
I think music can really be a positive impact on people's lives, especially if you're in a situation where, you know, you don't have a lot of control over maybe your home life situation or it's not the greatest. I see these kids kind of conquering this task. They maybe think of it as difficult or that's impossible, but we get into it and they've even said just the process of at first you can't play this song and it's empowering for them. They get it after a few practices.
That's fantastic for kids that age at any subject, especially something as challenging as learning the fiddle. Fairfield Elementary is a public school that has its own hard times, and a lot of the kids in that school, there's not a lot of extra money in those families for instruments and such. Then if you take the fact that all of the arts and music programs are sort of drying up in public and private schools, How meaningful do you think it is that they get to have a program like this at this stage of their life?
I think it's pretty special. Obviously, I think it's special. But I think they really get a kick out of it. They really enjoy it. And it is. Fairfield's an inner city school. But to see, I don't know how many kids have come back this year alone. This is really the first year this has happened, where they've talked their parents into buying instruments for them. It's cool to see, you know, that they're getting into this enough to invest in something like that.
And with 4 years under your collective belts, how successful is it, would you say?
I think every year we're more successful. I try and do a little bit more. Obviously, coming on Meet the Music has been a huge confidence boost for the kids.
Sure.
To hear themselves on the radio, and they get such a charge out of that.
Our listeners do too. And then, of course, they're in the FAME program of arts every year and perform there.
Right.
So by the time they go to middle school, Are they keeping up with playing some kind of instrument?
A lot of them do. Yeah, they come back and visit. And I always ask them, are you still playing music? And most of them do say that they continue in some way. You know, maybe it's not violin. Maybe all the violins are taken in the orchestra program in whatever middle school they go to. But some of them are playing upright bass. Some of them are playing band instruments, horns, stuff
like
that.
That's just fantastic. So, it has to be music to your ears.
It is, absolutely.
Part. Yeah. Okay, once school's out for the summer, what happens in your fiddle playing world?
Yeah, it's fun time for me usually. Like last summer, my musical partner and I took off and we went west all the way, about a month long tour to St. Louis, New Mexico, Southern California, up the coast, all the way to Seattle, actually playing little clubs and concerts the whole way and just had an absolute blast.
To this summer?
Well, actually, we're getting ready to go on a little trip down to North Carolina for a week. We're going to do some shows and concerts down there. But this summer, we've got a few festivals. I'm going to go down to teach at a fiddle camp. This is my second year teaching down there, called the Red Wing Academy.
Yes, and how did you get involved there?
That is a fiddle camp that precedes the Red Wing Roots Music Festival. And this is the sixth year for the festival. Jay Lapp, who played mandolin with the Goldmine Pickers, one of my very first bands, he now plays with a band called the Steel Wheels, and they're the host band for the festival. And the fiddle camp, the Red Wing Academy, I think last year we had about 60 kids ranging from age 5 up to 18. So it's like a really wide range of students, you know, levels and ages both.
That's quite impressive. And you really are nurturing the newest generation of old-time musicians. I think that's one of the points of the school and certainly your own mantra.
That's the thing, you know, you want to pass the tradition along for sure.
And then the annual Red Wing Roots Music Festival comes at the end of the camp week. How does that push the whole adventure over the top student-wise?
Well, this would be the first year that I'm actually trying to take some of my students from Fairfield down. It's not an official like field trip per se, but I'm really trying to do some fundraising and get some of these kids down there and get them the opportunity to be down there and in this setting where they can see just the high level, the professionalism, because all the bands at this festival, they're professional touring musicians in kind of the Americana, old time, bluegrassy, newgrassy genre. They're some of the best in the business. I was just blown away with there were some big headliner bands there. Steve Earle was there. Tim O'Brien was there. But the bands that impressed me were the young bands who were just really like pushing the limits style-wise and genre-wise and what the roles of their instruments can do in that setting, you know. So it's just really neat. So the idea is to get the kids down there and let them see some of that, you know, just to get their imaginations running wild about what's possible.
Sure. So they would be participating in 1 week of camp, mm-hmm. and that's a hands-on learning experience, and then they would get to be there for the festival and, in fact, perform in the festival?
Right. You do the camp all week, and you learn some of the Steel Wheels songs, actually. Oh. The two women that run this camp are just amazing. They do a fantastic job of all the arranging and stuff and making sure that there's something for everyone. You know, there's a part for the 5-year-old that knows how to play the chops to do. And then the 18-year-old student who's in college, there's a spot for them. And it all comes together in a really amazing way. And so you learn these songs and you have these electives. And then on Friday, the opening day of the festival, you actually play with the Steel Wheels on stage. So it's not just a music camp. It's a performance camp. And you get on stage with this band who is touring all over the U.S. and Canada and really at a high level. So it's a pretty amazing opportunity.
I think your kids are going to think so too. So good luck with that. And a camp like this certainly is a splurge and it can't be just affordable for every single person. So you are right now trying to raise some funds and some awareness for this to help as many kids in your fiddle club go that could possibly go.
Mm-hmm, right.
And you think you're going to get some of those kids down there for this first year?
Yeah, I've got 2 or 3 that are definitely interested and I've talked to parents. I'm trying to feel it out. A summer trip for a week out of state is a big deal, you know?
Sure.
So I've been wanting to get all my ducks in a row before I say, hey, we're going to go on this trip. Come on. Everybody follow me.
But you know. One day, you might, yeah. But no, it sounds like you're on a good path, and I wish you all the best on that and your students. And of course, you're going to be playing at the festival also.
I did join the Steel Wheels for a little bit there. I was kind of the jack of all trades last year at the festival because we got done with the camp. And then I know all the guys in the band, so they're getting ready, loading up all the furniture for the green room. So I helped them do that. And then we set up the tents, you know, and I helped them set up the green rooms. Mm-hmm. And so it was like, oh, and then someone needs to cook quesadillas for the kids. Oh, I can do that. So it was just whatever needed. And it was just a really fun way to be involved in the festival. And I did get to play on stage with them. They do a gospel show on Sunday.
Oh,
and
my
so
goodness.
There was a big old jamboree on stage, and we had a blast.
Good for all of you, yeah. For sure. I hope you have an even better time this year, and something tells me that you're going to. All right, Sean, I know you've got music to make somewhere now. You usually do. So before I let you go, tell us, what do you get from this part of your musical journey?
Man, this is the fun. And I kind of early on, I said, well, the Fiddle Club, it's just going to be something I do to pass it on. Pay it forward, if you want to use that phrase. It's just a charge to know that I'm furthering or strengthening the traditional music community in Northern Indiana, and especially in this area. There are some places that have a really strong community, whether it's big city, Chicago, New York, or down south, you know, where it's just so much more a part of their heritage. And part of us going down to this camp is that that's in the heart of traditional music, bluegrass country. So we want to get down there, and we do have a lot of bluegrass up here with the Kendallville Festival and all that. But just to be another link in the chain that makes it a little bit stronger around here, that's my goal, I guess.
Sean Ellsworth Hoffman is a Fort Wayne musician, educator, and founder of the Fairfield Falcon Fiddle Club. Sean, thank you so much for joining us today. Safe travels, happy trails, and Red Wing Academy or bust.
Okay, sounds good, Julia. My pleasure.
That was WBOI's Julia Meek speaking with Sean Ellsworth Hoffman, Fort Wayne musician and teacher at Fairfield Elementary School. The music you're hearing is Boil That Cabbage Down, from a Fiddle Club performance on WBOI's Meet the Music. You can hear more of Julia Meek's arts and culture coverage on 89.1 WBOI.